Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for sharing us with over 600,000 listeners here in the United States and over 60,000 listeners overseas. Now, today we have one heck of a show for you. We're definitely talking about money. But before we do, I want to thank all those people who have been going to viewers at savingwithsteve.com and saying, Steve, we would like to hear about this. We would like to hear about that. Well, guess what? We're doing just that today. We have Lisa Thompson here. She's going to talk about five ways to save money. The reality is this. The beginning of the new year is filled with great intentions, many of which, unfortunately, rarely evolve into an actual year-long habit. However, these regular habits that are key to creating substantial change over time, if saving money is on your list of resolutions for the new year and you're having trouble with it or want to get there, here are five small habits from coupons.com saving expert Lisa Thompson that can add up to big savings and help you reach your financial goals. So we've had Lisa on before. I want to welcome her back. Lisa, nice to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Great. I see you have your Valentine's Day colors on.
Yeah. It's coming up. I cannot believe it, but it's coming up.
I know it's coming up quick. I got to make sure I got the right stuff for my wife.
Right.
We're actually going to go see the play Wicked. So it should be pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. So here's some of the biggies. You know, you have five ways to help people get savings. So let's just start with the first one.
The first one is you don't know what you don't know, right? And that includes money. And a lot of times if we're stressed about money or finances, we just don't want to look at them. Like, I just let you know, like, I'm not going to deal with it. But it's the first step to getting a handle of what's coming in and what's going out. So I always tell people, take every month, make a coffee date with just you or you and your partner or whatever, sit down and look at what's coming in. But most importantly, look at what's going out. You're going to have fixed expenses like car insurance, your rent or mortgage payment, right? Things like that. That's just there. You can't do anything about that. But a lot of our expenses are flexible, right? And a lot of the stuff that gets us are the flexible things where maybe I signed up for a free trial and I forgot to cancel it before they charge me the $80 annual fee. That happens sometimes, right? Or maybe, a lot of us got rid of cable thinking, oh, we're going to save all this money on streaming services with Hulu or Netflix or whatever. But now we've got Hulu and Netflix and HBO Max and Paramount Plus. And like, you know, all that stuff adds up. And all of a sudden, we're not saving money anymore. In fact, we're spending more. And all of these streaming services and subscriptions and all of those things add up. So you have to look at your budget, figure out what's fixed. Okay, I got to deal with that. What's flexible? Oh, this gym membership that makes me feel good that I belong to a gym that I haven't used in 18 months. Maybe maybe I could cut that, $20, $40 a month. So, and speaking of flexible, the biggest tip, of course, because of what I talk about a lot is looking at your grocery budget. Groceries, this is really the big story for 2022 because of inflation, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're all going to the store. It doesn't matter if it's the dollar store or Costco or Target, whatever, we're all going and we're seeing everything is just a little bit more expensive. And the best way, the absolute best way to extend or stretch your grocery dollars is to use cashback offers, coupons and cashback offers. The coupons.com app is free. And so I think of this as like free money. Do you mind, Steve, if I go into a little bit about how to use it?
Oh, please. Know what? The more the merrier.
Okay. I was talking to a friend the other day and I realized it's not, if you're not familiar with the world of cashback, then it's not necessarily, you don't necessarily know what to do when you get there to the app, right? She thought maybe you purchase the products through the app. That's not what you do. You'll download the app. It's free, App Store, Google Play. Create a really simple account. We don't ask for a lot of information, but you'll create a coupons.com account and then you'll see all of these offers. Right, I was just scrolling through the app today and we have offers for diapers, lotion, vitamins, medication, snacks, frozen foods, kombucha. If you, I'm not a fan, but if you like kombucha.
My daughter's into it. Yeah.
So let's say I'm going to tap Huggies. I get $3 cash back. My offer is activated. I see it in a list. I'm going to go buy the products that correspond to these offers, right? I'm going to buy my Huggies. I'm going to buy my lotion. I'm going to buy my kombucha, my yogurt, my cereal at any store that offers me an itemized receipt. I'm going to bring it all home. I'm going to upload a picture right through the app. It's very easy. Snap a picture of a receipt, submit it through the receipt, and I'm going to get cash back on those purchases. Okay. Somebody asked me the other day, well, do you mail me cash? No, there's no paper money. There's no paper. Nothing happens that way. You will get cash back in your PayPal account that you have linked to your coupons.com account. It's so slick. Like, it's like magic working behind the scenes. You'll end up with money just kind of pouring into your cash back into your PayPal account, which will then be available for you to bring over to your bank account at any time you want to use it. Okay. That's how that whole thing works.
I got something to add to that. Yeah. My wife's in part of the National Charity League. I'm not sure if I can actually say that, but they put on this military baby shower Camp Pendleton once a year. And part of that is giving them diapers and stuff like that. Yeah. So I got to say, your ears are burning. I don't know if you're psychic, the reason why you said the diaper thing, but everybody used your app to get money back. And the money they got back, they donated to the military families for their childs and all that kind of stuff. So very cool. Very, very cool.
So, and it's not, you know, a lot of times when we think coupons, we kind of remember the days back in the 80s of clipping coupons out of the paper and like 50 cents off here and a quarter off there. Most of these offers are $1 to $5, $10, $15 back for like a large, we had a Claritin allergy medication offer that gave you $15 to $20 back. The Huggies, $3 back. So it does add up, right? It doesn't take you long. Some of our regular users of the app, you know, they're getting $10 to $15 back a week. So
actually they got a lot more than $10 or $15 back when they did it. Cause I think the donation was close to like $300. One of the things that I tell people, cause I work with people, well, I get asked to communicate this all the time. And you know what, when you're looking to scrape money out so you can pay down bills or debt or save for retirement. And, you know, I tell somebody, hey, look, I just saved money on my cell phone bill because I switched and it was $20 a person. Well, that's $80 a month. That's almost $1,000 a year. But if that's just one person, that's $20 that you now, or $240 that you could put towards your retirement. If you look at a 30-year compound on that, that's a lot of money. So every little bit does count. It all depends on your situation, your budget. Now, $20 might not make a big difference to somebody who's got $30,000 in bills a month. But if you know what, if you've got $5,000 in bills a month, $20 makes a difference.
Yep.
You know, it's big. So you know what, and I'll say another thing. Some of the people I talk with online, they're like, you know what? I've been going to Starbucks and this other coffee place and so on. I'm paying $3 and $5. And you know what? I go and get creamer and I get a discount on my creamer. It was $5. Now it's $3 because of the coupons.com. And then on top of that, they like to go Costco and get the big box for that. But it says, you know what? My coffee cup went from $3 to $5 to 40 cents a piece. That's a heck of a savings for me.
Right. Well, and also if you are saving, like, let's say you decide to be your own barista and you're saving on the creamer that we have, some sweetener, like, stevia, monk fruit, that kind of stuff. We have some offers for that. You save on all of that and be your own barista for most of the week. You're piling up some cash, right? You're getting that cash back and you can go splurge at Starbucks once in a while, right? Without feeling like bad about it, right? That's why I would say, like, you can use some of that cash back then to go indulge a little bit.
Well, actually the people I've been talked to that have done that stuff, cause they heard me, they just said, you know what? We actually don't go to Starbucks. We go spend on clothes. I go, oh, your other addiction. Great.
I want to go splurge on something else. I like my own coffee now. Yeah.
You don't forget that.
The main thing is that it's exactly what you said. It adds up. It adds up. For people who need the money to stretch their grocery bill, I would say, let it sit there for a month and then pull that $40, $50, whatever you have in your bank account and apply it toward your grocery budget the next month. If you can afford to, though, let it sit, you can end up with $500, $600 in your PayPal account in December, which, December is an expensive month, right? We're buying
Christmas gifts for y'all.
Right. That's a nice little chunk of money then has just been sitting there while you've been tapping and shopping.
That's wonderful. So hey, look, this has been great so far, Lisa. As always, it goes quickly. So look, we're going to have to take a break. So everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Lisa Thompson and coupons.com and how to save.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We've been talking to Lisa Thompson here at coupons.com. She's that saving expert, that guru. She's been helping us out with those five ways to save money in 2022. We already went for the first two, which is evaluating your budget, which means make sure you know what you're spending, what your income is, so you can see what you can save. And you know, it's smart using the coupons.com app, how to shop smartly and get that cash back. And now the next one is, let's talk about cutting down on the impulse buys. Right, we'll do that.
Right. I'll be the first to admit, I am sort of an emotional shopper, right? Retail therapy is a real thing in my life. And so I, if I'm stressed or whatever, and the pandemic has had us all stressed out, I am one to go, take that out in a store and shop. So one of the bright things that the pandemic brought us was curbside delivery. I have learned that I am best off buying my products outside of the store in an app online and then going to pick it up. That way I cut down on the temptation of the impulse buys. Target is one of those places, Costco. Those places, they get me every time. I am an impulse shopper. Target has free curbside pickup. I buy what I need. I can use cashback offers on that, even though I'm doing it through the app or online, as long as I have that receipt. And then I go to the store and they bring it to my cart. Easy peasy. The fourth tip is, if you have favorite brands, if you have favorite retailers, follow them, engage with them on social media, sign up for their email list. I know, we hate it when our inboxes get full, but a lot of brands and retailers want to engage with people. They want people to follow them. And that's where you're going to learn about promo codes and sales and when they're kicking off their end of year clearance. You don't know what you don't know, so stay in the know by following them. The thing that social media has done for us as consumers, it's given us kind of a front row seat for put us in the conversation with the brands. It used to be that they just talked at us through commercials and ads. Now we get to talk to them. And I think many brands and retailers have, I think it was a little frightening at first, but now they've really embraced that. And they really do offer their followers and the people that engage with them great deals and sales. So engage with them. Yeah. And then my last tip,
just going to say a couple of things on being in the know. I find out if you, and I was just doing this after our last interview, and I just started, hey, I'll put in a little comment. And the next thing I know, I'm getting 30% off or 20% off. I'm like, wow, if I actually use this, that would be worthwhile. So, you know, or I say, would you be interested in this? So I love that. The other thing on impulse buys, one of the rule of thumbs that we've seen is like when you go to the stores, it's all designed to create an impulse buy. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, this really expensive purse is now, you know, it was $200 and now it's 67. You know what? They wanted you to buy it at 67. They knew you wouldn't buy it at 200, but it runs out the store at 67. Right. And that's the way it's designed like that. So if you're shopping online, you're going to get stuck with that. The other thing that I tell people, I said, hey, look, wait a week. If it's really a priority, you'll go get it in a week. If it's not, wasn't that big of a priority and didn't really need it. And I've had a lot of people go, you know what? We use that rule of thumb. It just became a reaction for us. And we've saved ourselves thousands of dollars this year, just not by buying stuff we don't use, because we're still clearing out the stuff that's in the garage from the last time.
Right. That's a great tip because, then it's not an impulse buy if you wait a week, right? Then it's a, okay, this could be a smart purchase, not just something I want on the whim.
Oh, yeah. It's a great way to save your credit cards too.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's next?
So the last tip I have, make it fun. Saving money can really be fun. I have a couple girlfriends near me and we'll do challenges like, okay, we call it Friday. On Friday, we're going to have appy and wine night. Bring your favorite appetizer that you ever made for under $5. Or we'll be like, okay, let's do a pasta night and we're going to try to make a meal for the three of us for under $10 a piece. I mean, we'll just kind of do fun challenges like that. There are groups out there. You could follow Facebook groups about saving money. And of course, listen to you all the time you make, right? Like you make it fun. I think a lot of times people think of money, saving money as just sort of a hassle or something I have to do, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's kind of flipping your thinking about it. And then making it a habit. If you use the coupons.com app and use those cashback offers once, one day a month or here and there, it really probably isn't going to do a lot for you. You're going to get $5 here, $10 there. That's fine. But if you make it a habit, make it a part of your daily routine, that's when the savings add up. That's when it makes a difference in your budget, right? So get off TikTok, get off Instagram for take 10 minutes. of your social media time and draw your attention to the app and look at the offers and make it fun. You know,
I love your idea of the dinner for friends. We used to do a gourmet group and somebody would bring the main, everybody would bring sides and their own drink. And it's like going out to eat with all your friends at a restaurant for just a few dollars. I mean, the alcohol is the thing that costs the most. Everything else is inexpensive because it's homemade.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which kind of leads me to a couple tips for Valentine's Day, because that's coming up. So a lot of us, maybe we're not going out to eat much yet, or we really are trying to watch our expenses. One of the ideas I have for Valentine's Day this year is think about your favorite restaurant. Maybe you haven't been able to be there for a while, or your favorite dishes. Try to recreate them at home. If it's a chain restaurant, you might even be able to find kind of a dupe recipe online. Or just try to recreate it as best you can, but make that meal at home, open up a nice bottle of wine or, you know, champagne, whatever, and have your celebration at home. Light some candles and use our cashback offers again. You can, again, like I said, as a habit, look to see what's in there. We have a dollar off European chocolates right now. So there's a little dessert, you know, like you can really find some like fun splurges in there that you can save money on. And then the other thing is you can find a lot of gifts at the grocery store. And I know that sounds a little kind of weird, but I have done this before where I go to the store and I think about my friends. Okay, I have one friend who loves to bake. So I found a recipe that I knew she would love. I put it on a little cart, and then I went to the store and I bought her the ingredients for that particular cake that I knew she would love. And that was my Galentine's gift to her. So if you don't have a partner, you don't want to be romantic this Valentine's Day. If you have girlfriends you want to celebrate with, I love to celebrate Galentine's Day with my girlfriend. So there's a lot of things you can do though. Like think about who it is and then kind of customize a gift for them with things at the grocery store.
No, that's actually wonderful. Wonderful. I was just going to think of one of the things. My wife's very in that creative thing. So yeah. What she did is she took a mason jar and put she layered the ingredients for chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
And sealed it up with a bunch of cinnamon sticks on top and gave it to all the girls in the NCL thing as a Valentine's gift. And yeah, basically the big gift was actually to make the cookies with mom. So, So there's a lot of inexpensive things you can do. And in fact, she got the mason jars for a buck a piece at it's called the $1.25 store now. Yeah. But,
they're not immune from inflation either. Right?
That's wonderful because it's a great way to have a good time on Valentine's Day and not spend a lot of money. Because the reality is you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a good time. And most importantly, it's really about the one you're with and the experience that you have. So you can have that at a restaurant. You can have that at home. You can have that at a park. You can have that with friends and the whole shot. So yeah, that's great. Lisa, thank you so much for, being with us today. I love these tips. They echo some of the things I say, but more importantly, it connects with everybody. And you know what? Our viewers love it. And you know what? Hopefully we'll be having you back. I know we'll be having you back again. So be safe, be healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Have fun. We'll see you. Bye. Everybody, that was Lisa Thompson with coupons.com. Lisa went through how you go about redeeming your money back on coupons.com. You really want to go check it out. Worth your while. You know what? Stick with us. We're going to be right back. I'm going to be talking about how to create a savings budget and how to go about saving it. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. We just had a great couple segments there with Lisa Thompson of coupons.com. Hey, 5 ways to save for 2022. What a wonderful thing. Now, next up is my segment to talk to you about how to calculate how much money to put in your emergency fund. Now, the standard rule of thumb is that individuals should have enough money in an emergency fund to cover 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Add up additional. All you really want to do is you add up your essential living expenses for 1 month and multiply by either 3 or 6. That will be dependent on how much money you're comfortable having in case of emergency. The reason why I just said that is most people don't have enough money saved to cover $1,000 emergency. So the big question is how you go about creating it without any budget. So how do we create an emergency fund without budget? So first step, number one, take a look at how much you're spending, because Lisa talked about this as well, and how much you're earning, okay? If they're blank and even and you're just barely getting by, okay, I get that. But let's take a look at those expenses. I can't do anything about your rent. You might want to take a look at your mortgage, because if you can get a lower mortgage interest rate, outstanding, because that'll save you money. Can't do anything about your car payments unless you want to refinance them. But if we start looking at other things, such as your utility bill, we all know your gas and electric bills have gone up. If you look at adding on another sweater, you could reduce your temperature in the house down to 66 or 67 from 68 or 70, and that will save you money each and every month. Take a look at using your gas, same situation. If your water's gone up, you know what? You don't have to be watering the grass for 5 minutes a day. You can water for two or three. All I'm saying is do it smartly. Make sure you fix items that are leaking, and especially with sprinklers. So that's that stuff. And you think, hey, Steve, I get that. But if you have two cars in the house, you know, look at how many miles to the gallon you're getting for your cars. I know a lot of people, you know, I know somebody, she drives basically 12, 15 miles a week. Her husband drives almost 70 miles a day. He was driving a truck getting 15 miles to the gallon, and she's driving a Prius, not getting any miles to the gallon. I mean, getting hundreds of miles to the gallon. So the key here is this. They switched those. It saved them $250 a month. Now, that $250 enough enabled them to start saving for their emergency fund. We started looking at cell phone bills. Hey, I can get on the same 5G network, but with a different company and pay less money. $20, $30 a month makes a difference. You start looking at prepackaged food items. Hey, if I make this from scratch, or I don't buy my coffee out at $4 or $5, I can spend 40 cents on a cup of coffee. Hey, that makes a big difference. Every little account amount does. Once you get to the point where you have 3 to 6 months worth of savings there, hey, don't stop savings. Set that aside and have that there in case of emergencies. But now what you want to do is, what else can I fund? Can I start funding my next trip, my next vacation, my retirement, the saving for a down payment on the house? Consistently look at ways that you can lower, eliminate your expenses on a monthly basis. It'll make all the difference in the world. Next, we talked about impulse shopping. It happens all the time. I do it, we do it, we all do it. So when you're looking at buying something over a certain limit, okay, even, you know, maybe 50 bucks if it's clothes, shoes, whatever, and that's your issue. Hey, wait a week. If you don't go after the item, guess what? I guess it wasn't that important. You didn't need it. In reality, what that'll do is it'll prevent you from having clothes in your closet that you haven't worn in 5, 10, or 15 years, or items in your garage or in your shed that you haven't used in decades and don't plan to use. Very simple. We all got those things. It's one way to do it. Next, look at side hacks. Side hacks is, I tutor people in English. I teach people math. I teach people English. You can do it online, $20 an hour from people all over the world. Secondly, you can go work on a rideshare or a Lyft or those type of situations. You can also go to work at a side gig, maybe in the evening for Home Depot, Lowe's, or some other place that allow you part-time work, or even Amazon, to gain the extra money you need to build the emergency fund and start getting ahead. Once you've got ahead, look at your bills. If they're credit card related, how can you pay them off? See, those are the things that'll make a difference in your life, not only now, but in the future. So again, this is all about emergency fund and how to get the money for that. Figure out 2 to 3 months of your essential expenses, because that's what you're going to need to spend on. So look, Ken, I want to thank you for joining us for this segment. My name is Steve Sexton. This is the Saving with Steve show. I want to let you know that all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube, Spotify, Google Play channels, and never miss a show by checking out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, VBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, and Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, join us at the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club at savingwithsteve.us and get backstage replays, exclusive guest gifts, and more. So again, I want to thank you for joining us, being part of our almost 700,000 listeners now. Everybody, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Saving with Steve show. We're going to see you this time, same place, next week. And you know what? Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.